Hello, heroes, and welcome to the 41st episode of Campaign. I'm Kat Cool, your host and Game Master. Before we get started, first, let me tell you about Cards Against Humanity. This episode is sponsored by Cards Against Humanity. They asked us to not read an ad. Enjoy the show! Next, let me tell you about Splinter, Surprising Things. End Transmission Games, the team that brought you Psyonix, has launched their next Kickstarter project, Splinter, Surprising Things. Splinter is a tabletop role-playing game where you delve the infinite levels of a randomly generated dungeon. As the shape-shifting avatar of an immortal bloodline, you have the power to alter the fabric of reality through will alone. You will find, craft, and wield high-tech artifacts left behind by a pantheon of lost civilizations in your struggle to survive the denizens and dangers of the Splinter. The catch is that all of your adventures are recorded and broadcast live as the premier source of entertainment for the people of Earth's dystopian future. Perish in the Splinter, and your player is just as dead as his avatar. Kill your way to the top, and your player can become a star. Now, the Splinter is about to become even more awesome with the addition of two new books to the Splinter family. Ugly Things will include a huge menagerie of weird and terrifying and fascinating creatures. Sometimes Little Wondrous Things will include a treasure trove of weapons, equipment, gear, magic items, and technology, along with a grimoire of brand new spells. Check out Splinter, Surprising Things, on Kickstarter today. Next, I've been getting a lot of questions recently about the Minock. I thought I'd answer them here. The Minock is a modified skip-ray blast boat. Blast boats are normally around 85 feet long and have base schematics for three rooms, one fresher, a tight-fit engine room, and then a crawl space underneath all of this for cargo. They're supposed to house a crew of four for a month at a time. The Minock's modifications have tacked on a sitting swivel gun turret on top for Bacta and built out the cargo space to have around a 6.5-foot ceiling, allowing for a second fresher and a brig. If all of that seems too claustrophobic a space to keep five adults, a child, and a space wolf, you're exactly right. Outside of growing cabin fever and a limited food supply, there's no danger to the crew living in the ship. It's just small. A good round world equivalent would be a two-bedroom apartment or a yacht. Also, in the last crawl, James mentioned that Tony Vornskier weighs 400 pounds and possesses greater than human intelligence. I would like to discredit the crawl as an objective narrative voice. Tony is around 6 feet long and comes in at around 150 pounds. He might, unfortunately, indeed be smarter than some members of the Minock crew. Now, James and I would like to thank some of our outstanding Patreon backers.
Gregory...
I'm going to save you right now. Gregory McCausland, thank you so much.
Richard Gillingham, thank you. And thank you, Gregory.
Brian McKittrick, thank you so much.
Thanks, Brian.
Kate McCallum.
Kate McCallum, thank you.
Yeah.
Went through Second City with Kate McCallum. Thank you so much, Kate. Andrew Miller. Thank you, Andrew.
Jacqueline or Jacqueline Siebert. Different people have different.
Yeah, that's true.
And it could be Siebert. Jacqueline or Jacqueline, please let us know.
Yeah, please let us know if we got it right. Either way, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Eric. Thank you, Eric.
I'm going to assume Prince Eric from Little Mermaid.
That's a really good assumption.
Yeah. So thank you. Matt Hoadley. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Matt. Scott Hudson. Scott Hudden.
Hudden or Hooden?
I guess it could be Hooden. Scott Hooden or Hudden. Scott, thank you. We know how to say Scott, so I'm going to commit to that. Thank you so much, Scott.
Simon Esders, thank you so much.
We have to nail this name.
Jeff Chafee.
Jeff has not only frequently corresponded with the show, but he's also sent us miniatures and other gifts. He recently sent me an old feng shui book that he wasn't using. So, Jeff, thank you so much.
Skips, you're peach.
You're peach.
Shams Durjani, thank you so much.
Thanks, Shams.
And now, a long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away.
Decorum! The crew of the Minock, fresh from the mayhem on Mandalore, continues their post-action conclave. Can Lintel Laroon, one of the most decorated anthropologists in the history of Explore Corps, decipher the bizarre rituals of these raucous rogues? Will Tony manage to eat more fruit snacks? Is the pun board destined to be studded another star? These are the mundane questions made to sound thrilling by overwrought narration as we enter another bottle episode.
Let's open up mysteries, I think. Lynn, you are actually leading on a great mystery.
Who contacted the ship? Do we have any ideas?
Are we talking about the Inquisitor?
No. Are we?
Are we?
No, we're not. Maybe we are. We're talking about the tip-off.
We're talking about Zish. She takes the picture of her in the Kyber crystals, get up, down, and puts up the communique that came to the ship.
This is the first time I'm seeing this.
That is that's not a lie. True. That is a lie.
That is the true. That is not true.
It is not a true.
Lying belongs in general muckery, and you know that. Yes, that's true. Unless it's a genuine mystery. Then it's right where it belongs.
I don't mind. Whatever you're doing is fine. Do either of you know who this is from? What this is?
Or don't. So, I'll have suspicion. I feel like it could be George Kardos. He gave us a very similar message through this strange medical divorce on my shoulder.
What if it was one of us?
But would he have used this familiar tone?
No. XOXO. Oh, yeah. You know, I don't know.
But he says, like, sweet thing.
Yeah, there could be a stall. He's space southern.
Not to be indelicate, but if it's a lady, it could be literally millions of people.
There was nothing indelicate about saying the word lady.
The indelicate part was saying millions of people because it references my escapades.
Oh,
ugh.
It feels like a bit of a stretch.
Well, millions means different things to different people.
Tamlin, this is not a roast.
This is not a roast, Tamlin. Although, if it were... If it were. I mean, this could literally be anyone. I think that the important thing is that it remains an open mysteries.
It is an open mystery, but we can narrow the field a little bit.
Okay, it wasn't me.
It is someone. Was this sent directly to Trist or the ship?
This was sent to the ship, and it was sent as...
I'm the captain of the ship, so I open all messages.
It is the reason that we left planet.
Yeah.
And whoever sent it is using the boss channels. So it would be someone who is either hacking into that or who works for boss. Do you know anyone?
Boss? Bosk?
No. A boss is a Star Wars thing. It is the ship regulation body that has nothing to do with the Empire.
Kat, if you were going to do a back to basics. Thank you.
Boss is the ship regulatory system that has nothing to do with the Empire. It's thousands of years old. No one really knows who runs it. They keep accurate readings on where all ships are at all times, and people are just comfortable letting them have that information because they don't.
That's bananas.
I know.
Space bananas.
But if you don't, they'll let you into any port and but they take certain amount of information and smugglers do not want to piss them off no matter how, like, they just, as far as we know, they have nothing to do with the Empire.
Can anyone be off the grid? The boss grid?
No. I mean, yes, but they'll get taken in by boss people.
Would their boss people?
Yeah.
So if we try and go off the grid, we will have a boss adventure?
Yes.
This sounds like...
Pocket that.
Illuminati. Okay, like so Star Wars Illuminati
It's Star
stuff.
Wars Illuminati. It's bonkers.
Looking at the message Bonkaroo. And thinking about Illuminati. The mystery of it, it could be... Several people. Immediate things that come into mind, it could have been one of my sisters. Now, none of my sisters have ever called me sweetie or sweet thing or sweetheart or sweet cake. If it had been like butt breath or dong head or crap weasel, that could have been one of my sisters.
I do like crap weasel.
Some of my sisters may have used XOXO. That's the part that could be familiar.
Are there sisters specifically that would not use XOXO that we can take out?
I mean, I think it's a wash with the whole sisters thing.
Okay.
The only one that I can think of, I mean, maybe this... If anyone, this sounds more like Christmas, so...
But yeah, she logically wouldn't...
I don't think she... I think I can rule her out as well.
Yeah. Okay.
There was a Twi'lek that I met, who was a member of Explore Corps.
Hold on.
And I think that... And I think that...
I was going to say we shouldn't do this because Tamlin is here, but now I'm curious.
A Twi'lek, who is a member of Explore Corps.
Mm-hmm. Go on.
Another one, yes. Uh-huh.
Ew.
Yes. So now we see how some of these stories happen.
Withdrawn.
Yeah.
You know who that is? That's Lynn I'm thinking of. Because I had her filed under a different memory. See, the way that I organize my memories is I
Since this isn't a roast, we should move on.
So let's
wait a minute. That was a good burn.
Yeah, but what, are we going to pull down the good burn?
No.
The good burn drawer?
He opens out a drawer, and he takes out a malted milk ball, and he tosses it over to Lynn.
She pops it in.
I wish we could have those as snacks, but those are good burn snacks.
Burn balls.
Burn balls.
He closes the drawer and locks it.
Also, I don't think Bacta should have access to the burn
balls. No, it's. I feel like we should each have a key.
We do each have a key.
No, but all keys should need to be...
twisted at once?
Yeah.
Like launched at once? Yes.
We will look into installing
it. Everyone needs to...
As soon as we hit planet, we will get a burn ball keyhole installed on that drawer.
Everyone needs to agree that it's a good burn.
It's a... Yeah, well, that was a good burn.
That's good.
I agree too, but...
I don't understand it.
Don't worry about it.
Okay. So
that's a mystery. We're filing that under mystery.
We're not, because it is somebody who would have access to the movements of an Inquisitor. That must narrow down your list a lot. That's got to be somebody who's either pretty close to the Empire,
sure,
or really informed.
Sure.
So, I regret asking this question already.
Great.
How many Bothans have you slept with?
Bothans have I slept with? You know, I don't really see race.
Species.
What's that?
Species.
Someone tell me what a Bothan is.
Okay, they are covered in hair.
Gross.
Okay, zero. So zero Bothans.
Zero Bothans.
So we know that it's probably not a spy informant type. In your smuggler days.
Yep.
Actually, let's not even bring this to smuggler days. How many people.
Smuggler days.
Who are directly connected to the Empire that you know have
DCTE.
You slept with?
How many hookups have been DCTE?
Well, maybe not slept with, but like had some sort of...
Yeah, got punched in the face.
That you would have given your boss credentials to?
I mean, if you've got my business card, you can pretty much find me anywhere.
Is that on... Your boss credentials are on the business cards?
Have you never flipped them over?
We're going to have a long conversation about these business cards.
Credentials are not on the business cards. That is ridiculous. And that would be a huge security breach. But the name of the company that prints the business cards is on the business cards. All you'd have to do is call them, pretend to be me, look up my account, and you'd be able to find my ship credentials. Because I obviously gave that to them because I have resupply needs. Or will have resupply needs when I meet enough people.
200,000 units. Okay, yeah. Directly connected or involved with the Empire.
DCTEOIWE?
Sure.
DCTEOIWE? I don't know. That could be hundreds of people.
Okay, but let's start naming them.
Well, there's Dontrice. He's a tailor on Mandalore.
And you hooked up with Dontrice?
No, but I think he slapped me in the face at least once. Or we never met. Okay, DCTEOIWE. Well, there's Ava, of course. I don't know why she would have... Yeah, we hooked up. She hit me in the face, so that's... Count that.
Wait, when did this happen?
On the murder ball.
That could not have happened on the murder ball.
Okay, well,
we were with you, like, most of the time.
I guess I'm wrong.
I have a question. What's the murder ball?
Ooh, that's great, because we are in mysteries. We are in mysteries.
It is going... You probably shouldn't know about the murder ball.
It doesn't matter! Because we're not in questions, okay? It doesn't matter at all, in fact. We're not even done with one mystery, and we jump to questions.
You know what? I think Ava's a good... That's a good get.
Is it not Ava?
Who is...
Can you just...
Who is Ava?
Maybe I'm thinking...
Ava.
Oh, my God. It's the day of a million questions. In the wrong time.
No, mysteries you can ask clarifying questions. That's how we solve mysteries.
What is a mystery but an unanswered question?
Ava works for the Empire.
Yes. There we go.
Why'd you ask then?
I did not ask.
God,
I'm
so confused.
I said, Ava works for the Empire.
That was a statement.
You guys shouldn't,
she nailed it there.
You guys shouldn't both sit at that table because
but
I'm
I don't
getting
know if it
real
would be
confused.
Ava because I can't see any reason that Ava would want to save us or help us.
I can't think of a reason at all.
Maybe she wants to.
But apparently you had some sort of romantic encounter. Well,
she fell in love with me, so that could be it.
But did she say that?
What's that?
Did she say that to you?
Yeah, she said it to me. Come on, grow
Tris.
Up. Back to grow up.
No, Tris, this is really monumentally important. Did she tell you that she loved you?
Back to a kiss will tell you more. Than words will ever tell.
But what words did she use?
Tamlin starts to tear up. You kissed Ava?
No, she kissed me.
She's not nice.
Or I kissed her. I do not remember.
Can I just say, and I know you don't take, you know, solicitations, but I think that, Nemo, but I think that...
Oh, I've been writing all of this down.
A kiss will tell you more than words ever could.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Okay.
Okay, buddy.
Maybe that could show up in one of your novels if I wasn't dead.
But you are, so...
Who's saying all the good lines?
I am.
Oh, no.
Yeah, just like in real life.
Tamlin's like puffing out his cheeks.
Buddy.
Like a little porcupine fish.
So Trist tries to, he glares at him, kiss a lot of people who are not nice. That is, that is
that?
His type.
That's
because
not...
that's his type.
I don't think that's good.
It is not good.
Back to a very rudimentary understanding. Continue.
And that should really inform your opinions of Trist.
But he's... but
Trist is your uncle, and he...
is
he
on
has
blast.
Your back.
You're on blast.
This isn't a roast. You can't put me on blast.
I can put anyone on blast at any point. We agree.
Yeah, we agree.
Because
that.
You're not technically part of the procedures in term. Yes, you can put anyone on blast.
You're on blast.
Trist is on blast. I move Trist's magnet from
neutral.
From neutral to on blast. It's like a T chart, and it has three things, and it's on fleek, neutral, and on blast.
Okay.
Well, if I'm on blast, go ahead and move Tamlin on fleek. Can't not be on fleek if you're putting someone on blast.
That's true. So Tamlin moves from neutral to on fleek. You move from neutral to on blast.
And now I'm allowed an accessory, I believe.
Yes, you can choose one accessory.
Bring out a little bin full of like costume pieces.
You can choose one accessory, three snaps, or... have
or
a
makeover.
Or a makeover.
Tamlin reaches in and pulls out a feather boa. And wraps it around himself and puts his hands on his hips.
You know that that's my favorite accessory, so blast accepted. I'm on blast.
Okay, do we have other mysteries? First call for mysteries.
Other mysteries. Hold on. God.
Why would George Cardos warn us? I got a warning through this device.
No, it's in George Cardos's interest to keep us alive.
Why?
Why did he put those on your arm?
I don't know. It was in the middle of a fight. I assumed it was just something to slow me down.
But that's a medical device.
I mean, I think he's tracking you.
It's a medical device that had to drill into me. But yes, he could be tricking me.
So you're now his investment. He's going to keep you alive. He wants you out of Empire hands. You're no good to him caught by the Empire.
Why would I be any good to him at all? We won.
Petty revenge?
Petty revenge, yeah. So August...
I mean, we've all been... I mean, Cardas is not below him to commit something for petty revenge.
Well, if we're going to a planet with a doctor, we could probably get this thing taken out.
Well, we'll have to vote on it as a team to see if we want to get it taken out.
I think that's we should great. Probably take it out, so...
Well, we have to vote.
So. But that's not now.
We'll cross that bridge when we get
we'll
to it.
We'll cross that bridge when we come to it. But just so we all know, we do have to vote before we make surgery decisions on a member of the team.
It's supposed to be when they're unconscious.
I have a question.
Yes.
Well, do you have a question or do you have a mystery?
This is
no,
mystery.
It's directly related.
Please try to phrase it as a mystery.
I can phrase it as a statement, which I believe
that's always okay.
That's always okay.
You're going to vote on Lenik having surgery?
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure that we're all voting for yes.
We haven't taken the official vote yet, but I
don't know why anyone would not want to vote on that.
Yeah, I did a little poll, a survey, and everyone said that they will be voting yes.
I see that you're concerned, but quorum is one.
Yeah.
So.
All right.
Okay. I honestly think that I would like to, maybe propose a new mystery.
Okay.
Okay.
Back to, can you check the notes? Have I ever proposed a mystery before? This is so weird for me. I don't think
Hold on.
I don't think I've ever proposed a mystery.
Such a tiny clipboard.
It's definitely
clipboard.
Not on paper. It has to be.
No, the clipboard is definitely paper.
Yeah, the clipboard's full of paper.
No, this is unprecedented. You've never proposed a mystery. You're always sure that you know everything.
Yeah, and nothing to me is a mystery, but, yeah, I guess
wait a minute. I've got an addition to the other mystery. It could be Jacinto Wrath.
Who could be Jacinto Wrath?
The person who sent us the warning.
Who's Jacinto Wrath?
Jacinto Wrath is a character from my past who feels intent on filling my butt with money. We've crossed paths many times before. I've always fought heroically and bravely one-on-one solo against him. I've always come up on top.
I beat him one time.
That's right. Who did I kill? I didn't kill her.
Yeah, so it could be Wrath.
It could be Wrath. That's a valid sweetie XOXO. I wouldn't put it past Wrath.
I wouldn't put it past Wrath.
So he is a smuggler?
Oh, no.
No, he's he shouted it, didn't he?
He's a no good Nick.
He's works for the Empire. He's a deep cover for the Empire.
Yeah, deep cover.
Okay.
So he identifies vulnerable locations and looks and tries to create opportunities for Imperial incursion.
Okay, I got it.
He's really an opportunist who's kind of in it for himself.
Hey, he pulled... I think he pulled Tattooing.
Is he someone to be worried about right now?
Jacinda Reth is never someone to... be, I mean...
Worry isn't how I would put it, but he's
would you be worried,
an expector.
Would you be worried about a mosquito that was caught on the ship?
Yes, because it could have diseases. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. And it probably does.
West Nile encephalitis.
Yeah.
Speaking of...
Jacinda Reth probably has tons of diseases.
So, but you were about to propose a mystery.
I'm sorry?
You were about to propose a mystery.
I don't believe so. I don't think I've ever proposed a mystery before.
Oh, it's unprecedented.
What's unprecedented?
You're the proposing mystery. A mystery.
And that's why I'm saying it would be completely logical for me to be proposing a mystery.
But you said you were gonna... You said I would like to propose...
Lynn, you are free to slap him anytime.
Why am I the only one who slaps him? Why do you not slap him?
Yeah, well, I'll hit a guy.
I'd probably hurt him.
I don't. I'm missing my slapping hand.
We're not going to do this. That's no good. I don't feel like slapping him. In fact, I would prefer to never have to slap him again.
Yeah, but he's...
Every woman who slaps me falls a little bit in love with...
No, your mystery.
I guess I kind
of tristery.
Did I have a mystery?
You did. You were building it up. It was huge. You had me check the records. Are you okay? Do we need to take you to a doctor? Like, ooh. I don't have...
I would love that.
I don't want to know why. I want to know the mystery.
I have a fetish. That involves...
What's that?
You don't want to know why.
It is a area that you spend an unnatural amount of attention to.
That's a very adult way to say that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Lenik spends a lot of attention and time on Tony.
I wouldn't call that a fetish, but mm-mm. The way he spends time and attention on those wigs, absolutely.
I will allow that, yes.
It's a fetish.
But why is that different?
That's a lot to unpack, buddy. A lot.
Remember when how we talk about some things are going to dawn on you later in life and make sense with a perfect clarity?
Yes.
Yeah, it's one of those things.
One day I'll just wake up in the middle of the night and...
Boom.
Yeah. There it is.
Hmm.
Hey, what section are we in?
Mysteries.
I would love to propose a mystery.
Okay.
Would that be okay?
Yes, please do.
Becta, have I ever proposed a mystery before?
We're not doing this.
No, you have not. This is unprecedented.
Perfect. My mystery is for Lynn. Lynn, there was a time when you left Mandalore to go hide out on a moon and we had to come find you. Why did you leave?
Because I received that communique and it looked like it was from you. And I would not risk Tamlin's safety with an Inquisitor around.
We had pretty clear procedures about staying on planet.
Did we?
I think we set that up.
No, we did not.
I would love to establish that moving forward. That is why I did, because I do not know anyone who would say this, and have this many X's and O's. I assumed that was you.
Yeah, and then I'll believe the rapport that you had to her is that you would have made a much more crass joke than putting in X's and O's.
Also, I never would have written a note.
Why?
Because he...
Oh. Gotcha.
What? No, it's just because I only write notes to family. I wrote my mom a note.
Did you write your mom a note? Did you dictate it?
What does that even mean? My mom got a note from me.
Yeah, but did you say the note out loud to someone else who wrote it down?
Anyway, I guess the big mystery solved.
Okay. Any more mysteries? We've tackled a lot of mysteries, guys. I think we're doing pretty good on mysteries.
Rabbits on the ship. Is that a mystery?
No, we definitely have them.
Great. All my mysteries are clear.
Okay.
We move on to questions.
Questions.
What are we going to do about those rabbits?
What are we going to do about those rabbits?
I thought that these were questions about the mysteries.
No, one of the mysteries is the rabbits on the ship. Yeah. We do have them. So the question is, what are we going to do about those rabbits?
Now, I've built about 7 hutches. I don't think that's enough hutches to house all of the rabbits, but it can house some.
Kleenex, if you want to keep those rabbits, you've got to have some sort of an enclosure.
I have
the hutches.
I have 2 issues to raise with that. One, we do not have enough room for that. 2, Kleenex, now that you are in charge of nutrition, you need to know that rabbit sickness is a thing.
Rabbit sickness?
Yes. It's when you eat too many rabbits.
Whoa, we're not eating these rabbits.
We have to get rid of the rabbits. They're covering the hype. They've ruined the hyperdrive once. We have to get rid of the rabbits.
We're going
to
eat the rabbits?
I have 2 proposals.
Kleenex, rabbits are so good.
Can we only eat the ugly ones?
That doesn't make any sense.
We can start with the ugly ones.
Okay.
I have 2 proposals. 1 proposal, we introduce a disease that only affects rabbits.
Rabbit sickness?
A rabbit sickness that is sexually transmitted.
No!
It quickly spreads to all of the rabbits and kills them. If we do this, we will not be able to eat the rabbits. And secondly, I do not know how to make a disease. The other thing, the next one is, we all suit up in our spacesuits.
Okay.
And then we open the airlocks on the ship and evacuate all of the life support. Now, we'll have to tie everything down to make sure that everything stays.
We don't have enough rope to tie every single thing down.
I mean, we just shut things. We just shut things and hold them. Hold
the
cabinet.
Do not have a spacesuit for lizards or Tony.
Okay.
I think you're underestimating how many rabbits are on this ship as well.
I'm just saying that when we open the airlocks, all of the life support will shut down and the rabbits will die, and then we'll just find the rabbit corpses by their smell. We could also put everyone into there could be rabbits in there. I was going to say we could put everybody in the cockpit, shut down that blast door, then open the airlocks.
There are lizards, there are trees,
we could put
and
lizards
there
and
are
trees
now
in there.
Eels that we need to not...
Yeah, I feel like...
Okay, fine.
We've solved a lot of problems. We've solved a lot of problems that way in the past, and that is called the Bathwater Initiative for a reason.
Okay, well, so. I'm just saying that I don't know how to make that rabbit disease I was talking about, so that's an option.
I feel like we should just look very hard.
We should probably exterminate them before we get to Findar. We don't want to introduce these rabbits, because from what I can tell, they seem to be carnivorous. So that is not... That's a potential invasive species.
Yes. Also, they're going to eat meat. So we should watch out for that as well.
Oh, my God. Bacta runs into the storage area of the ship. It's just like cuts to him like moving quickly between
down hallways.
Yeah. He goes up to... He opens the locker and you see that all of the meatloaf is gone.
Oh, and there's a hole eaten through the side.
Oh!
We hear Bacta screaming from at the distant meat locker.
What happened?
Uncle Bacta!
Griff! Nobody go in there. He's probably already dead.
Tamlin jumps down. Are you okay?
Weapons free, Tamlin.
Yeah, I'm fine. But no, they've eaten all the rancid meatloaf.
No! That is the response that we were looking for when the hand came off.
Valenik, that meatloaf was rancid.
I could have worked with it.
No.
Buddy. You know how surgeons and barbers and tattoo artists practice on cadavers? I was going to practice on that meatloaf.
That is not how cooking works, buddy. I told you, I'll teach you how to cook
barely
eggs.
Barely how barbary works.
Barbary. No, that's pretty barbarous.
Okay, we'll go.
I'm doing it, but
thank
I'm
you,
giving
boy,
you
oh
half
boy.
A star.
Half a star.
Half a heart. Lenik doesn't get stars.
Half a heart. Give me a full heart.
I don't want to break your heart. I'm gonna put.
First of all, I don't know what you're trying to do, but you can't make a pun. Well, the pun board's down, and you can't make pun board based puns. We all know that. Okay, so or else every time we brought the pun board down, we'd all be trying to get stars on the board. This is why we have rules.
And if you don't follow rules, you
don't say a pun. The pun board's down, so don't try a pun.
Can you put the pun board up?
Put a heart on the pun board. All right, good. Pun board's up.
Pun board's up.
Pun board's up. I believe we're done with mysteries.
Yep. So now, desires.
Great.
I desire to kill the rabbits that ate my meatloaf.
Good.
That's a good one.
It's one that we will definitely fulfill.
I'm going to turn them into meatloaf.
Is that your only desire? All this is really good stuff.
I want them to feel pain.
Okay, maybe we're going to back off of this.
I mean, yeah.
And he grabs Tamlin and he just like puts him up on his shoulders.
Get Tamlin off of my shoulders.
Tamlin starts braiding Lenik's
wig.
Wig, yeah, for sure. Okay, you can stay.
Okay. Trist, desires.
Desires. Well, now that we have a piano aboard the ship, which I guess technically we've always had a piano aboard the ship.
That's not true.
I desire to get back into music. And I'm going to start playing piano, and I'm also going to teach Tamlin how to play piano.
It's great. It's great. Maybe we can bust out the theremin and more bass at some point.
No. We won't be busting out.
How many instruments are there on the ship?
Busting out the theremin.
There are two theremins.
And whose are they?
One's an alto and one's a bass.
And whose theremins are they?
They are yours.
They're my theremins.
And
we don't use words like busting out when we talk about my theremins. My expensive theremins. My nice theremins.
They're okay.
Why would you know? Buddy, have you touched them?
No.
Because if you have, they're garbage. Don't throw them right in the trash. Because they got little kid fingerprints all over them.
How would you know?
You don't touch a theremin.
You never touch a theremin. Also, when you learn how to play piano, you're going to learn Trist's way, okay? You're going to learn, and it's maniacal. You're going to learn the same way that I learned, by being naturally good at it, okay? So we're going to, trust me, you're not going to enjoy it, but what do we say?
That you have to do everything anyway.
Yes, you have to do everything anyway. And this is just one of the things that you'll have to do. And at the end of it, you'll be a piano prodigy.
Well, I'm definitely going to take out the bass at some point. It needs to be tuned, so.
Okay. Good luck tuning a bass in space. Okay. That's my desire.
No, I'm curious about this one, says Nemo, looking up. Why don't you think you can tune a bass in space?
No, you can. It's just bad luck. Okay, moving on. That's why I wished him good luck. I think you are concussed, Nemo. Okay. That is my desire.
Well, good. That's a good desire.
Do you have a desire?
Yeah. I want to get to a smeltery or a forge while we're on this planet so I can start shaping my armor.
I didn't know you liked fish.
A smelt in Star Wars?
I'll allow it. If you want to get to a smeltery, may I suggest that you walk back into the fresher after you have exited the fresher?
No, that's not good.
Mine didn't make it either. I'm sorry.
You don't get to decide, though.
Yeah. We do.
Seriously, though. Fiber.
Nemo. You're a guest member of the crew.
I would like to...
You would desire...
I desire...
to.
A life path that's gonna keep me safe and let me keep writing.
A little too broad.
Oh, that was one of the mysteries that we didn't get around to.
You passed it, though.
We did.
Yeah.
Rules are rules.
I'm going to use one of my flashbacks.
Okay, yeah, use your flashback. Yeah.
All right.
This is your one, though.
You want to use your flashback when you can just wait till General Muckery and bring it up? That's fine. But you use a flashback. Those refresh once every 3 sessions, and you used a flashback.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Can I get you a shovel, or would you like to keep digging your own grave with your hands and your stupid mouth? I can't believe he used a flashback. Flashbacks used. I'll second the flashback.
I'll third it. If I was as dumb as you, I would flashback to the moment that you used your flashback, but I'm not.
And slap yourself in your dumb mouth for wasting a flashback literally moments before you get it. For free!
Tell me what the flashback... Tell me the rules.
Your flashback, you can just go to any previous part of the meeting and...
And flashbacks reset once every 3 of these...
meetings.
But this is a...
Which
this is an end of mission.
Touching of a clipboard.
This is an end of mission. This is not a mission. This is a closing mission.
So it's every 6 clipboards.
Yes, because flashbacks... Well, no. It's every 3. It's every 3.
We technically should be
doing
this.
Every mission has 2 missions. It has a starting of the mission with a clipboard and a closing of the mission.
You don't put the clipboard down for the whole mission?
No, you do, but that's why it starts a new flashback. So you will have your flashback back after another start mission, end mission, start mission. So you can use a flashback 2 end missions from now.
Back to the matter at hand.
No.
Put it right back up.
You know you get good enough.
You put it right back up. We can all use Bacta at any time and every time. We get it, buddy. We get it.
Okay. Nemo, what did the Kyber crystals talk to you about?
Well, apparently people have been thinking that my writing is political.
Great. Oh.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Political. And because of that, the Empire is trying to take me down. So that I don't write any more books.
Wait, what?
That's what they're doing. So the Kyber crystals are trying to get me to a safe place so that I could continue writing because they think that that's going to give people hope. I'd really just like to continue writing.
I feel like there are any number of, rebel-aligned planets that we could...
I don't really want to be involved with a rebellion that was...
But you want to continue writing.
You want to continue writing. I mean, it's not that you have to be involved with the rebellion. No, in saying that you have to kill any more people.
Right, I'm just worried that that might come up again if I...
Well, you never do know.
You never do know, but... Well, I'm sure
our sort of artists should be open to new experiences. They make you a better artist.
Yes, and I've been journaling this experience while we've been doing this.
I hope you didn't journal during the dare.
Well, I felt that I've learned a lot, and it was unrelated to the dare.
I'll allow it.
So, yes, however, I would prefer to not do that again. I am a pacifist, as are...
Not anymore.
Sure, hell,
still,
I'm a pacifist.
Still a pacifist.
We're all pacifists here.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, look, I've met so many Jedi who were literally generals of an army who claimed to be pacifists, so it seems like he's good with his pacifist credentials. He's only killed 2 people.
Yeah. And I'm probably sober except for hard liquor and beer. And then space wine if I can get it.
I'd like to change my desire,
well,
if I may.
Nope. Well, technically we're in a flashback.
We're in a
right
flashback.
Now. This is a flashback to a mystery. So we're in mysteries.
So that was the mystery. You know, what did they talk to him about?
Is there any questions?
Do we have any questions? Technically, this is the way that it goes. Yeah. I actually do have a question. So your writing is perceived to be political, but you're not putting any intentional political?
I'm just trying to write, you know, love.
Ooh, good evasion.
I don't believe that I was evading.
Nice. Even better evasion. It's a double down on an evasion. You are right for this mission.
Are there any other questions?
No.
Got procedure down.
Yeah, that's good. Okay, so back to desires.
I would like us to not mention my having possibly harmed those individuals again.
That's your desire?
Yes.
That's a good desire.
That's a good desire.
Does anyone want to throw a dare down on that desire?
No.
Okay. All right, a lot of people have been mentioning that. This is the perfect opportunity to get a dare down on the desire, but that's fine.
Okay, so Lynn, desires.
I would like to get rid of all
you
of the...
You would...
Desire.
Desire
I
to?
I desire.
Have you not been listening to the song that's
okay.
been playing the whole time we've been...
To get rid of the non-functional cargo.
Desire.
What?
I desire the removal of the non-functional cargo. We are
Ooh.
A...
That's a really good desire.
Too
desire
large of a crew to not be using the space in a purposed manner. I would like to... I have plans for the space.
I don't know that we
have...
You
have to clarify, because I do not believe that we have.
Any. Yeah, I don't think there's any...
So,
really?
There was a great deal of rancid meatloaf. I consider the rabbits currently cargo. And also, I believe that there are any number of empty booze bottles and business cards.
We could put ships in those
business
eventually.
Cards that may or may not be flash paper.
Oh, they are. They 100%
are. Well,
we
don't know
paper.
What business cards... She's
your business
about.
Cards.
If they're my business cards, they're 100% flash paper.
I do not have business cards.
I am 100% talking about the flash paper business cards that belong to you, Trist.
Okay, well, you have made your desire clear, and I guess I have no choice but to issue a dare.
Okay. Who is this dare to?
This dare is to Lynn.
Lynn.
That's two dares in one.
That is a dare. That is a second dare.
He has not declared the dare.
He's not declared the dare.
Not declared the dare. That is very good. I dare you, when we get out of hyperspace, to perform a spacewalk tango.
Okay, Lynn, do you have any clarifying questions?
What is a spacewalk tango?
Wait, hold on. Procedure, hold on. Remembering how this works.
So she is allowed to ask you a question.
A clarifying question.
Once you answer it, you can add a twist.
You can add a twist. So the clarifying question
was... Anyway, there's always an air of mystery about the day.
The clarifying question is, what is a spacewalk tango?
Correct.
A spacewalk tango, obviously, takes place on the temporary dance floor, on top of the ship. You have to suit up in a spacesuit and do a tango in 0 Gs in space. I would like to add a twist.
You may.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
That spacewalk tango... has to be performed in tandem with yours truly.
Do you have any clarifying questions? Remember that if you ask a clarifying question, he is allowed to add another twist.
Oh, and there are so many questions.
So
many questions.
I do have one question.
Oh, you better ask it.
What happens
you
if you do not accept the dare?
Oh, you just don't accept it.
You don't accept the dare. I'd have to get rid of all my business cards. That'd be a real bummer.
Well, if you did have to get rid of them, you could just mail them directly to people.
So he would still have to get rid of the business cards. There's...
Yeah, I guess if you don't want to play... wow, yeah. I mean,
we used to issue punishments if you didn't accept the dare, but then Tamlin got thrown into the mix. We feel like that, you know, we couldn't do that, so... Because then Tamlin would dare us to do...
I guess if you wanted to shut the whole dare thing down, you could just do it. I'd have to get rid of the business cards. Nobody say anything else. She asked the question. Nobody say anything else about what happens if you don't accept a dare. I would like to add my twist now. The twist is you cannot not accept this dare.
Whoa! Wait a minute. Okay, hold on.
Go ahead. Check the rules.
What month
dares
is it?
Aren't in there, baby.
What month is it?
Shalova.
Uh-oh. It's Shalova month.
That means Dare Commissioner is Lenik.
Which means the choice is up to me.
Both our fates are in your hands now, Lenik. Spacewalk tango. In tandem.
Okay.
Business cards.
Here's what I'll do.
Do you want a double braid with this? Or do you
French
want...
braid, please.
Okay. Like a faux hawk, though? or
like a French braid.
A faux hawk's not anything near a French braid.
You can French braid into a faux hawk?
Now I want to see it done.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Since the twist on the dare was that you can't
not
do the dare, you have to do the dare, but I will allow you one free counter dare.
Are we
savages?
He is the dare commissioner.
And the dare commissioner.
With apologies.
Apologies accepted.
What happens when he does that?
Well, if he didn't issue the apology, he would have definitely got at least a censure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I can't take another censure. I'm already 3 months behind being dare commissioner because I've gotten so many censures.
7 censures is a demerit, 8 demerits, and you have to skip 1 dare commissioner month.
Oh, which means God. I have had 7 demerits is a 8... 7 demerits is a...
No, 7 censures is a demerit.
Eight demerits is a skip a month that I've missed 3 months.
Yeah, so that's
56.
No, more than that.
It's 7 times 8 times 3.
No.
Yeah, it's 7 times 8 times 3.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
I've had 256. No, 56 times 3.
Like 170-something.
I've had 170 censures so far this month. Oh, wow, you got a counter dare. That's fair. It's harsh, but fair.
Whew. Which I reserve to use at a later date.
Hey, Nick.
Dear Commissioner, are we gonna, what? Dear Commissioner.
I'm gonna allow it, but I'll have you know that under normal circumstances, you can already issue a dare anytime that you want.
That's why I'm asking you.
But he can't back out of a can of dare.
Correct. That is correct.
Oh, so she's reserved a counter dare?
I'll allow it.
Well, this blew up in my face. Great, well.
What part of this clipboard meeting are we on?
I added the twist. I added the twist. Do you have any questions?
I have no further questions.
All right, well, the dares have been accepted. So, and as soon as we get out of hyperspace...
There will be a scene with you two dancing a tango in zero gravity.
I suppose that is going to happen.
That's
can. And I hope you win.
You mean lose?
I hope she wins the tango.
If she wins the tango, then
I get rid of my business cards.
Right.
If she loses the tango, business cards stay.
So then why do you hope she wins?
Yeah, you just said you hope she wins.
I hope for her sake that she wins.
I am very confused. Okay.
She wants me to get rid of the...
lose a tango?
I'm not fully clear on this.
Okay. That sounds like a clarifying question that you should have been asked.
No, we already it was accepted.
First of all, we're not in dare time right now.
Exactly.
So you know, you're not
questions?
You're not obligated to answer her question.
If I remember correctly, by the end of the dance, you have to not be in love with Trist. This is a move that he pulls often.
Okay.
It has not worked.
They're accepted.
Yeah.
I hand you a large like tome, and I'd be like, this is the list of people that have beat me in a, what did I call it?
Space tango.
In a spacewalk tango. And I plop down this heavy book in front of you.
Who wrote all of this?
Go ahead and open it up.
Open it up.
It's empty. You think you're going to be the first person to sign your name? Well, I hope for your sake that you win. Does everyone get what I mean by that?
Yeah.
Because you said the full sentence, yeah. When you say all the information.
Are we done with desires?
Certainly hope so.
No, we're not.
No, that was her desire.
Tamlin.
Tamlin gets desires?
Yeah, Tamlin gets desires.
Okay, don't jump out of my throat. He's never had desires before.
I desire to be able to keep my lightsaber.
Okay.
I know you're going to ask, so I'm going to head it off right now, and I'm keeping it.
You are not keeping that lightsaber.
No, I am.
Tamlin.
That is my desire.
Tamlin desires to keep the lightsaber.
Yeah. He does desire to keep the lightsaber. And, Tamlin, you will have that lightsaber when you earn it.
Sounds like a desire veto to me.
It's not a desire veto.
It is not a desire veto, I believe. A desire veto would be using a desire veto to veto someone's desire, which you can do. I think what he did...
is applied a condition.
Was applied a condition, which makes it technically an amended desire.
And I'm now allowed to amend Bacta's desire.
You can add a conditional to Bacta's desire. Bacta, what was your desire?
My desire was to find a smeltery.
A smeltery. Tamlin, what would you like to? Would you like to add a conditional to Bacta's desire?
I require that he also make me armor.
Oh, yeah.
That feels like probably a good idea that we should have thought of before.
Yeah, and it'd have to be... Yeah, that's... yeah.
It's going to be really, really cool.
Okay. Lots of swishy bits.
Cool.
I don't want swishy bits.
No swishy
bits. I want pointy bits.
Yikes.
Ooh. Sounds pretty cool.
Okay.
Sounds
okay.
a little sithy to me. Yeah. Maybe we give them swishy bits.
I'm not sure about pointy bits.
Like my head. Like, just pointy, you know? Like lots of points.
He does have a point.
God bless it.
Oh,
all right,
wow.
Clip that. Go ahead and pull it down.
He's on fire.
That's why he's got more stars than anybody else. It's not fair.
He has hearts.
That's true. All right, we put
he's got a lot of heart.
No, the board was down.
I know
why
it was
do you
down.
Always do it? You always do it when the board was down. It literally came up 2 seconds after you were done. All right, I think that's a great use of a conditional on a desire both of you. I think that we are done.
Yep.
With desires, and we move on to questions for desires.
Questions for desires.
No questions.
Good. Okay. Now we're on to general muckery.
Okay, I'm going to go over and put the general muckery record on.
Great. Does anyone have any general muckery that they would like to bring to the floor? Does anyone have any general muckery? This is one of the most fun times. And it's been a long meeting, but does anyone have any general muckery?
Any muckery.
Anyone want to...
Because then we're off to the closing ceremonies.
You want to make Kalina go for a high five with his missing hand? That'd be muckery. He'd whiff it, and it would just... it would swiff. Anyone want to do one of those?
Seems cool.
Yeah. True. Okay. Anyone want to do a push fight? Get into a push fight. We just... No genital or head, but we just push... each other, kind of slapdash.
That seems juvenile.
It's very juvenile. It's general muckery, so let's keep the judgment out of it. For someone on fleek, you're being pretty neutral right now.
Would you care to move him from on fleek to neutral?
No, those were fighting words that he just used.
That's true.
You can use fighting words in general muckery. That's true. Anyone want to offer any fighting words?
No.
Anyone have any mud slinging to do? Or mud slinging? Depending.
We don't have any mud left.
Mm-hmm. It's depending on what?
It's gender. Slinging.
Yeah, but not male and female.
It's never male and female.
Other genders that are in Star Wars. All right. There are aliens.
They're gender pronouns. Okay, well, I'm going to move us to questions. Anyone have any questions about general muckery?
Why didn't anyone have any general muckery?
I think it's been a long day.
Yeah.
This meeting, no thanks to Lynn, has taken us quite a while.
Two hours.
And
that's real time.
And so I think I think everyone's just feeling that with the general muckery, and I think that's why we don't, no
Usually
one's wanting to participate.
People get a lot more worked up in the desires portion, so.
Also, I'd like to point out I haven't been drinking.
No.
Usually by this point, 2 hours, pretty well sauced.
Why have you not been drinking?
Except for when you said out loud, thank you, I was taking a drink.
I was taking a drink of tea. I've been having tea.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a little bit of caffeine, but that's pretty much it. Or calf. But I haven't.
No, there's no calf in tea.
You're right.
No, it's all
calf comes from calf beans.
That's true. But isn't there a little bit of calf in tea?
There's caffeine.
Perfect.
Which is also in calf.
Is that a back to basics? But I think that's probably why there's not a lot of general muckery. Tamlin, you're probably tired.
No.
Okay, well, you're a liar. You're a liar.
That's a fighting word. That's okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
He can do what he wants.
Whoa!
This kid knows how to fleek.
Maybe
swishing his feather boa.
Maybe Lynn is not used to general muckery, so she does, and it's...
You don't strike me as someone who would generally participate in general muckery.
Kind of a boys club in here, so I can understand how
general
muckery would be averse to.
Maybe in future muckeries, I'm just seeing how everything works.
I mean, you're not really getting a great example of a general muckery session, I think.
And don't worry, we will get a meeting sports coat made for you. We just weren't really expecting...
And we gotta get more hoods.
Oh, we have to get more hoods too.
We've got a lot of shopping.
Okay, well, we'll add that to the list that I believe that you have to keep.
Correct,
because you are in charge of all shopping. So, haha.
Kitchen shopping specifically.
We're in the kitchen.
Meetings happen in the kitchen. So
Technically, if it's kept in a drawer in the kitchen, it is kitchen. Okay, well, that's questions on General Muckery, I believe.
Yep.
Brings us to closing ceremonies. I will get the swords.
Who's going to be reading the poem?
I don't think...
Nose goes!
Lenik.
Lenik's going to read the poem.
Okay.
I will get the swords. Tamlin, do you think you can handle lights for the closing ceremonies?
Yes.
Okay. Bacta, here's your sword.
Thank you.
Thank you for making the sound effect for your play sword, your wooden play sword. I give another wooden play sword to Nemo. Nemo, would you like to do the honors of holding the second sword? You will be playing the foil.
Okay.
Great. And you know how that goes?
No.
Okay, Bacta's not a great teacher, but just try to keep up. Remember, keep the sword up. Yeah. Oh, now that we have a piano, I can play the closing ceremony theme.
Ooh.
I've never, yeah. Tris sits down at the piano, cracks his knuckles, and begins to play the closing ceremony theme as Bacta comes at Nemo with the wooden sword, and they engage in the closing ceremony sword fight.
It's ceremonial, don't worry.
Bacta, half speed. Telegraph, elbows.
Tamlin steps up onto the back of the booth and grabs the light switch and starts doing light strobe lights.
Tamlin, half speed. We're doing half speed today.
I'd like.
He brings it down. Which means periods of light and periods of darkness.
Yep.
Can't get more Star Wars than that.
I'd like the memory of me to be a happy one. I'd like to leave an afterglow of smiles when life is done. I'd like to leave an echo whispering softly down the ways of happy times and laughing times and bright and sunny days. I'd like the tears of those who grieve to dry before the sun of happy memories that I leave when life is done.
End of episode.
Now, how about a Dear Minock letter?
Dear Trist Valentine.
Thank you.
I have trouble with my sibling that I hope you can help me with. In about every area I can think of, my other sibling surpasses me. They're brawnier than I am. They have more presence, a greater intellect, more cunning, more agile, greater willpower, everything. No matter how or where I succeed, I can't find happiness, knowing that they have greater success. How can I find happiness when I find myself in their shadow? Signed, Overshadowed, Onosis.
Well, that's a very good question, and I think that it's all about perception. Like, right now, your perception is that you'll never be able to find happiness until you overcome your, it sounds like, far superior sibling.
Superior sibling, yeah.
What you need to do is just recognize that in every storyline, there's lots of main quests, and then there's lots of side characters. You are a side character in your sibling's main quest, okay? That's just what it is. Now, you can certainly provide a lot of flavor to their life. Maybe pick up an interesting persona. Maybe pick up a debilitating... addiction or some sort of bad habit like a gambling problem and give them an opportunity to rescue you from that.
Yeah, but usually, yeah, I mean, either you get rescued from that or you go bad in the process and then you're the problem.
Great. At least that's another character flair for you. I mean, this way you're not just always going to be second best. Maybe you can be first worst.
Yeah, I mean, but in a scenario like this, I can only imagine somebody constantly leading their superior sibling into danger, eventually destroying them.
The superior sibling?
Yeah, yeah.
Two birds, one stone. Then you get rid of the superior sibling. Oh, that's another option. If you wanted to, and I'm not...
I don't think we are allowed to. Are we allowed to discuss murder?
Oh, God.
Through this channel?
Whoa. Nobody said murder, okay?
Yeah, well, it was heavily implied by the subject.
Hey, heavily implied, don't pay the time. You know what I'm saying?
This whole thing has been very negative.
Look, I am not saying kill your sibling. But if you were going to do it, you'd got to be smart about it, okay? Oh, do not leave a trace.
Okay, we are off the topic.
I mean, I guess at least
does anyone
make it...
else have a
what do you hire
out of town
shooters
Tristan?
To do? Lynn. You hire them to get out of town,
or you make it look like an accident.
An improvised weapon. That's the easiest way to assassinate someone.
I mean, nobody's going to blame you if you weren't able to save your superior sibling. They all know that you're the weak one, right?
Yeah, maybe they're caught into a lava bridge and their bottom legs are burned off with lava.
Yeah,
just be cool and don't let it consume your life and dictate every choice you make ever, all the time. Just be cool. Just be cool. Be cool. It's fine. Everything's fine. We're all fine here. How are you?
Well, they're horrible. They've got a far superior sibling. How
and
are
right
you?
Now they're in the middle of contemplating sibling side.
No, we do not know that they are thinking about that. Tristan made that whole thing be a part of this.
I never said anything about murder or sibling side. That was never part of what I...
I just feel like if I had the sibling, I would be very grateful, no matter how good they are, because I'm sure that they would love me, and that they don't think of me as an inferior sibling. That would be ridiculous.
Yeah, but you don't know. I mean, some siblings would vocalize it, you know?
And if you sometimes wake up in the middle of the night screaming, just imagine that you didn't wake up in the middle of the night screaming, and maybe it was because you had a bad dream about something else, and you're not reliving it over and over again every night, every time you go to sleep, and that's why you sit up and read books all night, so that you don't have to fall asleep sometimes.
These all sound like very passive ways of dealing with this problem. I think an active approach is the best approach.
I don't see a problem. There's no problem.
I certainly grew up with a sibling who, you know, was kind of in his shadow for a really long time, and I sort of got used to my role.
Let me stop you right there. You are a clone. You didn't grow up with a sibling.
I grew up with more siblings than you can possibly imagine.
That doesn't count.
It has to.
That doesn't count.
It 100% counts.
I'm someone who has lost a sibling. My little brother died when he was very young.
Goodness.
And I was very young. And it's made me sad to have lost him my whole life. Yeah. And I'm certain that since you have had more time with your sibling, that you, what was this person? Overshadowed? Overshadowed. Yeah. You would miss him very much if they were gone.
Okay, I feel like I'm going to let that stand on its own. I feel like there's a lot of advice buried in there. Lenik, your eyes are puffy. Are you okay?
What? You can't see both of my eyes. You don't know that they're both puffy. I have to go. Tony!
Also overshadowed, it's a big galaxy out there, so you can always, pick up your bags and stake your claim in a different part of it where people don't even know your sibling's name. And I appreciate you saying sibling, because in my mind, it's a sister.
All right, that's enough!
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Campaign. The crew of the Minock will be back again next Wednesday. Before I leave you, let me tell you about one of our affiliates. Blurry Photos humorously sheds light on the shadowy topics of the world, from cryptozoology and the paranormal to conspiracies and the unexplained. Dave and David want you to learn something weird. The Campaign Podcast is a one-shot podcast network production and a joint presentation by Paracosm Press and Peaches and Hot Sauce. Peaches and Hot Sauce is a Chicago-based comedy network with great videos, podcasts, and live shows for you to enjoy at peachesandhotsauce.com. The Star Wars Edge of the Empire role-playing game belongs to Lucas Books and Fantasy Flight Games. Finally, this week we feature a song from www.bensound.com. All other music on the show is performed by the Snowdens of yesteryear. Until next time, peace is a lie. There is only passion.